we're back.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Julie.
Today is November 1st,
2023.
So,
y'all,
if you have never listened to us, welcome.
And I'm sorry.
If you listened to us prior to this, you know that we kind of took a 2-year break.
Yeah, we needed some mental health love for ourselves.
It wasn't intended to be 2 years.
It was not intended to be 2 years. The last 2 years kind of rocked each of us separately.
Correct. So, what do you feel comfortable sharing about the last 2 years?
Your girl's single.
That's the best way to put it.
Oh, God. Yeah, like, I mean, that's obviously, like, one of the biggest things that happened for me. It kind of shaped the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, life happens.
That is true.
Don't really have anything negative to say.
Okay.
Don't currently have anything positive to say.
As Bambi's mother would say, if you can't say anything. Or is that Thumper's mother?
It's Thumper's mother.
If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it's fine. Life is good. Been trying to figure out some things. And made my way back to Bend. I'm living in Bend proper these days.
Same.
Yeah, I am Julie's back from Redmond too.
And I live with my mommy. So if anybody wants to talk about that.
It's cool. I let my kid brother move in.
That's
so
true.
High five to us.
For financial health and just
overall well-being.
Overall well-being. I live with my mother again. And so far it's working out.
Julie got a dog.
I did.
Did you get... Oh. You haven't had Chandler that...
No, we've been together for a year and a half.
A year. Yeah, yeah. So
a year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back. In April of 2022, I was dog sitting, and another friend from the Portland area posted a dog that she was fostering, and I took one look at the picture and said, "That's my dog." At the time, her name was Bianca. She was 6 months old. She was a rescue from Mexico through Street Dog Hero. We love them. If you know about them, please adopt through them or any shelter, obviously.
Any shelter.
So I went like 2 days later and picked her up, and they gave me a week to decide if I wanted to keep her. My cats have wanted to kill themselves ever since. And about a week into having her, when I decided to keep her, we changed her name from Bianca to Chandler. So I have my very own little Chandler. Her name is Chandler.
Chandler's a girl.
She's the bestest little thing ever. We have no idea what kind of dog she is, but I have officially asked for a DNA kit for Christmas from my mom, and we are gonna find out. I think she's Lab and Pitbull. And
okay,
I love her.
I could see that.
She hates people. She's very scared of them still. She loves almost all other dogs, and she wants to love my kitties.
She wants to love the cats so bad.
And they want to rip her throat out.
The girl's 0% interested.
Yeah, they don't like her so much. That's okay, though. So now that we live at my mom's, it's me and my mom, her little dog Luke, who's about 20 pounds and will be 10 this month.
He's the perfect dog.
Oh, yeah, he's kind of a jackass, actually. And Chandler, who just turned 2 and is 55 pounds, plus 2 13-year-old cats. It's a little bit of a zoo in a 1,300 square foot house.
It's a little bit of chaos.
But it's working out. Yeah, and I'm still at the bookstore, which I worked at the last time we recorded, and events are going great. Editing has taken a little bit of a nosedive, and I'm just going to lean into it and do other things. And it's event season for craft shows.
Hey.
So we have our first one in 2 weeks to sell all of the things that I started doing during the pandemic, and knitting, and which I've always done.
Yeah.
But here's a funny thing. Now that we are both back in the same city, and me now almost for 2 months, we still rarely see each other. Which should surprise... Right.
Sorry, I might be dying.
Surprise no one, because making the time when you're this busy, well, it's just hard.
I mean, being adult friends... There's
a cat in here.
I will handle that. Okay. But a lot of that falls on me because I actually work 2.5 jobs.
That's true.
So I switched gears.
You've gone crazy.
I got out of big box retail. I'm now working at a vet office. Which is amazing.
Which
I
means
love
don't
it
bring home
so much.
Don't bring home all the animals. You cannot.
I have fostered some in the past, and it's been hit or miss with my cats. And I am also, like, 2 feet into doula work. I do a ton of birth and postpartum care. In 2022, I helped 21 families welcome new babies.
That's a lot.
21.
That's more than one a month, dude. You're cray.
I know, girl.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And that's only, like, that's the birth side. That's not even the postpartum side.
Wow.
In the first half of 2023. Oh, I meant last year, not 2021. Also,
you said 22.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Cool. cool. The first half of this year, I had 6 sets of twins.
Does somebody know that you're like the twin person, or is that just like
was
that really just
coincidence?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. Which those parents obviously need some extra help because I was literally just watching the scene because of course we're going to get to this, but where the doctor tells Monica and Chandler twins and he goes, didn't you know that? And he goes, this is the face of people in the know. Twins. Like he just keeps saying it.
Yeah.
And Monica's like, why are you freaking? Or he says, something that freak out. He goes, yes, join me. Like that's a lot of babies.
And then Erica says, Oh yeah. They kept saying 2 heartbeats, but I thought they meant mine and the baby.
Anna Faris plays that.
Nailed it.
It's still so, like, we've all watched her in so many things since then.
No, but she will be Erica forever.
She played that so well. So well. Our update,
that's kind of like.
That's it. It'll come up, I'm sure. Here's the plan. So we're going to talk about that for a second. We're going to talk about the impetus that, I guess, really brought us back to recording tonight. But
do we have a plan?
Not really.
No.
Here's what I'm going to tell everybody. We are going to start recording.
Yes. We put some dates on the calendar, so you know that means it's going to happen, because it's on the calendar.
It's like Kathleen doesn't remember what we are like. We've been friends for... like 11 years?
So long.
So.
We're a hot mess.
We left off recording towards the second, like, third or half of season 4 of both shows.
Yep.
And at that time, we had switched to doing one show per episode instead of the comparing the same exact season episode of each show.
Right.
So we're trying to figure that out. We're trying
we're
to figure
really
out
sure what our format's
right,
gonna be.
Right. If we're gonna go back to the original, keep what we've been doing, maybe do themed episodes. For instance, I think right now would be
this would
just
be clutch
this Halloween.
Time for
but we
Thanksgiving.
Could. We could redo the Halloween episodes real quick.
Yeah, but like do we have time?
I think so. It's on the first week of November.
Yeah, but I'm leaving for 5 days.
That's true.
6 days.
We're
gonna figure that
again,
part out.
We'll compare all the Thanksgiving episodes. We'll talk about we're gonna figure
a style out.
And again, recording might not be on an exact schedule, but we're gonna work something out. We're hoping to bring you at least 2 episodes a month.
Yeah, that's the goal right now.
Yeah. So we're hoping we still have listeners. We understand if some people decided to, you know,
jump
go
ship.
Off and do other things. We
totally
get it. Because
I feel like I would do that after 2 years.
I understand.
Yeah.
I totally get that. Like, how I met, or no, the Hey Beautiful
hey
pod
Beautiful.
Did have to, they left because they had life things going on. Totally
yeah.
get it. Things happen. What we want everybody to understand, who might not, if you're new, again, welcome. We have a really hard time with consistency. We have a really hard time finishing projects that we start. This is why I have a million craft projects at my house and oh so much yarn.
Oh, I started macrame.
Oh, God.
I mean, like a
like
year
the
and a half
real,
ago.
Like the one Alicia does, like the actual real stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Where you can like it's a whole wall hanging or just macrame that holds a pot?
No, like.
Like a whole.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an endeavor, child. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, how long before you kind of abandoned it?
Oh, about a week.
So What I think one of the other things that we may have missed in our little hiatus is that I was officially diagnosed with ADHD.
And I was officially diagnosed with major depressive disorder.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Honey. So we have depression, anxiety, ADHD, and we're both adult women who maybe sometimes don't feel like adults. So there's all...
Oh, I absolutely do not feel like an adult right? this week.
So, anyway, the ADHD is strong, if you had never noticed that before. But I do think it's I got my diagnosis.
Clinically diagnosed now. Right. Yeah.
I tried Adderall for about a year. That was...
Yeah, that was interesting.
Hilarious.
And I'm on the Zoloft train nice. Right now.
Yes, I'm still doing Wellbutrin and Celexa, and now Buspar, which I really enjoy.
Oh, interesting.
I really like the Buspar.
Okay.
It has helped majorly.
I have a psychiatrist and a therapist.
Oh, yeah. I have a counselor and an EMDR counselor. Yeah, I do talk therapy on Mondays and EMDR on Thursdays. Ooh, boy. If you start,
I don't think I'm ready for that. No. Like we're barely getting into CBT. So that's cool.
I gotta tell you, that EMDR, I go tomorrow. I went last week. I felt like I was hungover for about 24 hours after last week. I'm not ready for that. Yeah. I gotta tell you, in the long run, it is an amazing, amazing form of therapy. In the moment, it is so uncomfortable. There are times where I want to tell him, and I really, really enjoy my therapist. He's moving to a new office, actually on this side of town. His name's JP. He's at Rimrock, but he's starting his own called Westview, and it's just going to be by the hospital.
Okay.
So, I'm just saying, if you want to...
Because I dated a psychiatrist for a while.
Oh, no. He's not classified as a psychiatrist.
For a while, I mean like 4 dates.
Wait. Monica dates that guy that's... No, Phoebe does. Phoebe dates the guy. It's Fisher Stevens. Mm-hmm. By the way, Fisher Stevens just put out the Beckham documentary, the 4-part series on Netflix. It's amazing.
Really?
It's amazing. Hmm. Yeah, it's Fisher Stevens that does it. Anyway.
Catch that in all my free time.
So for us to keep up with the podcast, my original point, into season 4 of the shows, which on our end was actually about 3 years of recording because it started when I was in Portland and then down here and then into COVID in Redmond. That is a big, that is huge.
Listen, there was a point where we looked at each other and said, what's your 5-year plan? And it was literally to finish the podcast.
Listen,
it was just a long pause.
It was a long pause. Long pause.
Long pause.
Now, we're gonna, because we're about 12 minutes into this, we're not gonna make it long, but
that was only 12 minutes.
I know, right? You and I talk fast. We're gonna talk about what happened over the weekend. So, as I mentioned, we're recording this November 1st. My plan is to get it up on the platforms within the next 24 to 48 hours. Matthew Perry passed away on Saturday, and I was watching something, I don't even remember. Oh, I was watching the new Bridgerton, the Bridgerton spinoff, Queen Charlotte. Anyway, it's really beautiful, it made me cry.
I'm sure it's great.
It was great. But, so I was already in a little bit of a state, because, like, there were things that were happening that kept making me, like, tear up in the show. And all of a sudden, and I have a lot of my phone settings, like, where it'll tell me something, but it does not a pop-up. Like, so I think I must have just drugged something down on my phone, or I was doing something really quick, and it was like Matthew Perry died, and I was like, I'm sorry, what just happened? Like, I'm like, did I just, I may have been high, so that's also not super helpful for the, like, did I just see what I thought I saw? And then I'm reading all of the things, I texted you, I texted Allison, I'm like posting it on Facebook immediately. Like, I seriously just started sobbing. And then my mom calls because she was at the trunk or treat at the church.
Oh, shit.
And she goes, are you okay? And I said, no, I'm not okay. So I'm still not okay. And what I kind of want to talk about, I guess, is I'm on TikTok. We're on TikTok Live right now.
Oh, hey.
For you listening later, we're on TikTok Live. I'll put my TikTok handles if anybody wants to. I don't think we have a How I Met Your Friends.
No,
TikTok,
we don't.
But we could.
We could, like, crack open the Instagram, too.
That's true.
Is
there still a cat in here? I think a cat snuck
in
still.
No, I closed that door. Like, that's funny. There's a door here.
So I, of course, you know, was going on TikTok, and over the last couple of days, there's been some great videos that people have posted, same on Facebook, Instagram, etc. But I saw a psychologist that I follow, and I want to say he's one of the people that deals with a lot of ADHD, but I follow a couple of different people that do that. But he put out a really interesting video the other day that I ended up duetting because it was so perfect of why people who have never met a famous person are this upset. Because I've seen the comments already. I just saw one. Okay, yeah. So TBS is about to run like a 24 hours of the Best of Chandler marathon.
Every episode.
Great,
start
right?
from the beginning.
Yeah, tell me which ones you pick that are the Best of Chandler. But I have to imagine.
Okay, the so if we can
stuck
get.
Stuck in an ATM vestibule with Jill Goodacre.
If we can get a list of that.
Okay, that might be some things that we are going to talk. There might be a little bit of, we might be a little friends heavy in the near future as opposed to How I Met Your Mother. Please don't get us wrong. We still love How I Met Your Mother.
Absolutely.
Like, absolutely.
But this is a
completely.
Big trauma piece.
But his
sure.
point was, you're not only mourning the loss of a person because, right, like we are. We're mourning the loss of a person that really existed, but we're mourning the loss of the character. For me, like, I loved Joey because he actually reminded me of a high school boyfriend.
Yeah.
Ross, Ross is fine. I love him, but I don't. But Chandler, when my mom and I at one point took a quiz that was like, who's your ideal whatever, and we both got Chandler, like, I named my dog Chandler. Like, I'm having a really hard time because I'm older than you. So I started watching this show when I was 13.
Yeah.
And, like, that may have been too soon.
It was definitely too soon.
I don't think my mom, you know, my mom had to, we've talked about this, when my mom had to explain to me what the juice box episode meant. And I was like, why is she upset that he rolled over on a juice box? And my mom's trying to explain to me premature ejaculation. And my mom was not that kind of mom to begin with. So I'm sure that was really uncomfortable for her. But, I also, like, when he was going through his troubles on the show, none of us knew why. Like, we were just like, oh, Matt Perry's gotten skinny, and then Matt Perry's gotten heavier. And I picked up his memoir the other day at work, and I will admit, I did not read it when it first came out last year.
I didn't either. I was
had
not
plans.
In that headspace
I mean, I think I talked about it because I was like, well, I want to read it, and then we'll talk about it on the podcast, but, like... We didn't, and my life wasn't revolving around the podcast.
No.
Sorry, everybody. We all know that you have busy, busy lives, and a podcast kind of had to fall to the wayside. But I think more than anything, like, so Fools Rush In was one of my favorite movies with my boyfriend at the time, Turner. We also watched 3 to Tango, which is him and Neve Campbell and...
Yeah.
I'm always forgetting the other guy's name, but really funny movie. The Whole Nine Yards. And here's what a lot of people, I think we hadn't gotten to these seasons yet. The whole reason that Bruce Willis plays Elizabeth's dad and Rachel's love interest
is because
he lost a bet to Matt Perry. Matthew Perry said The Whole Nine Yards is going to be a great movie. People are going to love it. And Bruce Willis was like, people are just not even going to care. Like, it's funny, but it's not that funny.
No.
Like, that is still one of my movies, like, if I'm sick, if I'm whatever. And I haven't watched it in forever, so maybe we should go and rewatch it and, like,
remember
have
when we
feelings.
Watched movies?
Right. Yeah.
And
still.
Talked about them?
Talked about them.
The Leprechaun. Yeah, no, it's...
So I'm feeling more like there's something formative. I'm
really
feeling
is.
My age and the fact that I'm 42 and he is only 54 and my mom is 68. And it was just too soon.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realize, what I'm finding out from reading his biography, and what I'm finding out online too, is he was just so much more than what most of us realized, right? And he even said it. He wants to be remembered for Friends, but he doesn't want to remember just for Friends.
Right.
Like, Hank Azaria just posted a video about how Matt actually helped him get sober. And he's been sober for 17 years.
Yeah.
Like, I want to, I guess, maybe, like, learn more about him as opposed to just remembering him as Chandler. And it's just really sad. Like, I'm just really sad.
It is really sad. And it puts a lot of things in perspective. Like, you know, you said mom's 68.
Yeah.
My mom is 50. Wait, how old am I?
I love you.
I almost said it. How old am I? I almost said my mom is 55, but that would make me 35. She's not. She's almost 58.
Yeah.
But, like, that's fucking scary.
It is. I mean, I think it just, it gives you a sense of mortality because, again, like, we don't really know these people. So, for us, maybe they exist. Well, they just exist in this different realm.
Right.
And I started thinking about it, too, and I was like, well, what if one of the other cast members, and we lost Gunther a couple years ago, yeah, obviously.
And that was a big deal, too.
That was sad, but, you know, maybe, yeah, not quite the impact as a character, and also right. The actor. Like, I know some fun facts about him. He really did play a character on All My Children. Yeah. I won radio trivia one time knowing that answer. But, like, and I mean, obviously when the actor who played Mr. Heckles
right.
passes, I think we'll be upset because we talked with him.
Yeah.
But, I started thinking about it. I just finally finished Cougar Town.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, it's a really good little show.
She has a new show too now.
She does. And I actually have Apple TV or Stars or whatever it's on.
Max.
I'll give you the password.
No, I have Max.
Anyway, but it's not a happy show.
No. Not even close.
So I started thinking about that. It's like, well, if something tragic had happened and one of the other cast members had passed, you know,
what would
that feel like? And I guess there's something about Matthew Perry passing first because he seemed to maybe be the least successful in Hollywood after Friends ended, right? Like, we've all seen Jennifer Aniston go on
and be in
major movies, yes. The Scream franchises.
Yes.
David Schwimmer, whose birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Went on, he's a director. Yes, like, the Joey spinoff didn't do well, but Matt LeBlanc's Man with a Plan has done really well, and he's been in movies. Lisa Kudrow has had several shows, and she does a bunch of other stuff. Like,
yeah, he was the least...
Yeah, like, and he was the one that more people...
I wouldn't even say, like, least successful, but just, he was definitely, like...
Not as involved.
Yeah.
Just not in the limelight as much,
kind
too.
Of backed himself away, which, understand, 100%.
Yeah. So, I am going to read his biography. I want to learn more about him as a person.
And then I'm going to borrow her copy.
Right. And I feel bad that, you know... I kept putting it off, being like, oh, I'll read it, we'll talk about it, and then, of course, he passes, which, you know, kind of highlights how maybe some of us feel when, okay, so this last, just a couple days after Christmas last year, so coming on almost a year, my old roommate in Portland died, and it was a freak accident.
Yeah.
I still don't know all the details, but she was at home, it was 3 or 4 days after Christmas, and she died. And
that
so
really hard.
That one still, because of course all of the Facebook memories keep popping up of things when we lived together in Lake Oswego, when I was at her wedding, like all these things where I was just like, damn it, I hadn't talked to her in so long. And now I can't. And so, you know, it's that kind of like, I don't want to wait until somebody's gone again to be like, oh, I want to learn more about them or... say to them, like, I miss you, or something like that. Like, I went back and looked, and the last messages we had sent back and forth to each other, my friend Jennifer, was me telling her that I was meeting David Sedaris and rubbing it in her face, because we listened to one of his audiobooks when we were driving around Canada, when we went to Canada with my mom, when we still lived together. And so it was like, you know, I still thought of her. I was like, I'm meeting David Sedaris, and she was like, oh my god, you're so lucky. And I was like, do you want a book? And she's like, no, you don't have to do that. And I still, I think, told him. And I was like, my friend Jennifer loves you. And, you know, and he was like, okay. And I really wanted him to sign a book to her because her maiden name is Savage. And apparently when he signs books, he'll take your name and he'll write something really mean.
Oh.
Like, this is his thing. David Sedaris writes, like, funny, mean things in his dedication and books to people. And I was like, man, I should have just done it. Like, I should have just bought her the book, asked her husband for the address, and sent it to her.
Yeah.
And I didn't, because she was like, oh, no, don't worry about me. You don't have to. And then it's like the next thing I know, she's passed away. And I was just like, well, shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, we didn't know Matt Perry, and he didn't know us, but I loved him.
Same.
So, yeah. I just, can we bubble wrap the rest of them, please?
At least for a little while.
At least for a little while.
I don't know that I can deal with more heartache right now.
Yeah. So, and, you know, one of my friends at work texted me, and she's like, how are you doing? And I said, I'm wavering between I want to watch all of the Friends episodes, and I don't ever want to watch all of the Friends episodes. Like, I'm just not sure. And then I've seen fun videos that people have posted and interviews with him, and it's just like, no, I do want to, because it's just, you know, it's so beautiful to kind of go back and smile and laugh, because that's what it was.
That's what it was.
Anyway, I'm going to sit back for a second, drink my water.
Julie's going to drink her fizzy water.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you get me. you're welcome. I think that I've taken this a little less hard. And I don't know if that's because, like, I have no feelings left, or...
Your medication works really well.
My medication works really well. No, but, I mean, it does suck. Like, I wasn't quite as old as you when Friends started, so we were not actually, like, watching it.
Right.
But I did catch a lot of the reruns, and by the time I was in high school... like, I don't know, season 5 or something. So we were watching those things, you know, kind of progress at that time. And yeah, like, I just, again, you know, there's something to be said about the character, which is who I knew first. Like, I didn't see any additional movies. I didn't see anything outside of Friends about, not about, but with Matt Perry until well after Friends was over. And, you know, so for me, I think I am definitely mourning, like, Chandler versus Matt. And that's a little hard, too. You know, because you see somebody and then you pigeonhole them, typecast them, whatever you want to say. And, yeah, that's hard. But I also, like, I've had a lot of knocks in the last few years. So it's kind of like... still rolling off my back.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Well, and I think that's okay, though. I mean,
yeah.
If you can also, you know, maybe say, like, I didn't know this person. I'm mourning the character.
Well, and I definitely, like, yeah, I'm mourning the character, but I'm definitely, there was something, I saw something posted, like, I don't know, it was a repost of a repost of a repost, and none of that matters, but it was something along the lines of, it doesn't matter that you never met this celebrity, they still impacted your life, right. and it's okay, and I just, like, I had, like, flashbacks to other celebrities, Robin Williams,
yes,
or Michael Jackson.
I haven't watched Mrs. Doubtfire since, because I just... can't, like, that's the movie that's the movie that is so much too close to my family dynamic, but at the same time, like,
and, you know, I kind of remember those as it hurt, it felt weird, it was whatever, but I don't know, I feel like this is something that I need to talk to my therapist about. Like, I feel really disinvolved with my emotions a lot. So, I don't know.
Well, I'm over here feeling all of them, so we're
fine. It's good. We're, like, evening out. But, like, I haven't cried over this. Oh, I pierced my nose.
Nice.
Yeah, this is the last time I recorded.
She's over here playing with it. That's why I made her think of it.
I got a giant booger.
I think the same with Robin Williams. One of the ones over the last couple of years that really got to me for whatever reason was Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
Also, I guess with Anthony Bourdain and Robin Williams, it was the way they passed. I mean, when I first saw it for Matthew Perry, of course, I'm a pessimist and I get real freaked out about things. So my brain did go to, did he have a relapse? Did he... take his own life. So while a heart attack or whatever they will determine it as quote unquote natural causes
right.
is like, that, I mean, that is very upsetting because, again, it feels very unfair to be like, he was, you know, healthy by all standards and all those things, and then he's just gone. But at the same time, like, having struggled in some sense with some self-harm ideation, to know that people that brought such joy to us weren't feeling it in their own lives, of course, I feel like is very upsetting. Like, to hear that Robin Williams and Anthony Bourdain struggled so much, then it I think that on that sense it hurts, because it kind of brings you back to saying, well, if these people aren't happy, like, how am I supposed to be happy? But I also, again, it's just that it's the loss of what else they could have done in their lives. It's it's the same with my friend Jennifer, because she'd only just turned 40, and it's like, well, that's way too soon. She, you know, she had so much more to do, to experience, to give, love, to give love, to receive it, and all those things. And one of the things I had read about Matthew Perry was that he was still, even at 54, because of course it's different for men, he was still hoping to get married and have kids, you know, and that is something you guys have to think about when it's like, well, even if we'd never seen him on screen again, there was still that sense of like, you could watch his life progress and have all these happy things. And now it's like, well, it just won't, it's just never going to happen. So I think that's what is more upsetting to me, is like
the unfinished
business that people leave when stuff like this happens, and for whatever reason or way that they pass, it's still, it just feels so unfair.
It's all shitty, and I have a lot of like strong feelings that way about my sister too.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, because she was a literal baby.
Yeah. So no, I know. I mean, I saw someone, I hate to say this, I saw someone comment, why are we celebrating this stranger's passing when people are dying every day from gun violence?
It's not the same. That is like apples to fucking
right
cat beds.
Yeah,
I don't fucking know.
Cat beds.
I just looked over and saw a cat bed.
Right,
but those are not the same thing.
No. And
is gun violence shitty? Absolutely. Do you want us to get on that soapbox? No, you don't tonight.
You don't. That's not what we're here for. I think we all, this is one of the things my counselor, so I've been seeing a new counselor because my previous one, her practice changed and my insurance wouldn't cover it. Fun times in America.
Yay.
So this new counselor, almost a year with her, and she's amazing, but she talks to me a lot about that of, you can't not enjoy something because something else bad is happening, because that's when we're all going to go down a really, really bad, to a really bad place. So in that sense, what I want out of our memories of Matthew Perry, our celebration of the shows together, is to bring a sense of laughter back to both of our lives and hopefully whoever is listening to this. And in truth, I think I've said this before, this is just a reason for us to get together and hang out.
This is literally, like, so we can put it on the calendar and see each other.
We want you to listen to it, but also if people don't listen to it, that's okay.
We're still doing it.
We're still going to do it.
I do know one person that would listen.
Or you think our friend from over over in the...
she absolutely would.
Okay, good. We'll email her and tell her we're back.
I will send her an Instagram message.
Do you guys still talk?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
If you go back and listen, and we'll maybe I'll try and throw it in the show notes, but we actually had a guest, we had a fan, like Skype or Zoom,
a fan of our show, insane.
From
we're insane.
Denmark, Norway.
No.
Where is she?
She's in Sweden.
Sweden. I should know this because I am
Malamo. Actually, I don't think.
I think it's Malmo.
Yeah, that sounds better. I think I put an extra time in there.
You did. But that was really fun because we did something about one of the football episodes.
Yes.
They don't understand like the Super Bowl. And she was like, American why football. Are you guys so excited? Or why is the show? And I'm like, I don't.
It's fine.
I just go to Super Bowl parties for the food.
Oh my God. And the commercials.
Well, and that too. except when
Did
they
you
run.
Just, like...
No, the food. Like, yeah. Do you understand that I only go to parties for food? I know myself. So that would be fun. We will have to have her back then because she's very sweet.
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
She's very, very sweet.
We've definitely kept in touch over the years, and she's doing lots of great things. I can't, you know, share her story, but...
We'll have to have her on then again because that was super fun.
She's advanced in her career.
Oh, good.
And she is buying a home.
Good for her. Yeah, I know. Can she sponsor us to come and live in Sweden with her then, please?
Well, she's on vacation in London right now.
Wow. Man, you have been keeping up.
She's on vacation in London right now.
You have been keeping up with her. I love that.
Not as much as I could, but she also understands my mental health.
Right? Yeah.
She's been amazing.
If you guys, I mean, I'll start a different podcast about politics. Don't get me wrong. We could go there.
Yeah.
And if you want to follow my regular TikToks, I post a good amount of political content because I get angry. And one of my outlets is TikTok. So if you want to talk about that stuff, I will talk to you about it on TikTok. I think it's time to bring some light
some
and laughter and joy
lives.
And the characters
and
we love so much.
And this has been an outlet of joy.
Yeah.
It was, it literally came down to like a scheduling thing. Change your alarm if you're going to be here because that was Trevor's ringtone.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's just the standard Samsung Galaxy. Oh, okay. That was my reminder to take one of my bedtime. Oh, I'm so sorry. That was my reminder to take a bedtime medication.
Also my find your phone feature for a long time. And I was like, I can't function right now.
Isn't that funny? Like certain noises or certain sounds or certain.
I agree. Yeah, nope. Anyway. That was a pretty good time in my life, but you know, it's
over
not
now.
The time that I'm having now. Where were we?
Oh, just talking about bringing back some joy.
We're going to do this. We're going to bring some joy back to our own lives. Hopefully it brings a little joy to your lives. We'll maybe do some more TikTok lives.
Maybe.
We will maybe get back to our YouTube cooking channel.
Oh God.
I know.
Well, you know, my mom's kitchen is a pretty good setup for that.
So is mine.
That's true. You have that nice, galley, where we could actually see things.
I have a really nice kitchen now.
You have to actually say that louder because
I have a really nice kitchen now.
You're very quiet.
Oh.
Our microphone isn't working right now, so we're just on our computer.
We literally just decided to wing this, and you're welcome.
Hope it sounds okay. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. No one ever accused me of being professional. Anyway, I think we're going to wrap it up.
That's it for tonight.
Kathleen worked a full shift. I was at the bookstore until 8 p.m. last night and back at 8 a.m. this morning. So, but we had a lot of fun events. Also, maybe we'll do some book recommendations beyond the memoir.
We'll do some things that bring our souls.
One of the creators of How I Met Your Mother wrote a YA fiction.
Oh, no
Carter
kidding.
Bays. Yeah.
Okay.
We had it at the store for a while. I didn't get it, but we could also maybe just, you know, talk about that. I just thought it was interesting. I kept seeing his name and being like, oh, that's right. That's one of the guys that wrote How
that's
I Met Your Mother.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he wrote a fiction book. I know.
Cool deal.
Yeah, good for him.
That's about all we
find
know.
Us on social. We'll hopefully kind of restart our
I'm gonna add the
Instagram
back to my phone right now
and other things, but
maybe we'll do a TikTok.
Yeah,
who knows.
You should be able to find everything just by searching How I Met Your Friends pod or anything like that.
We had a Twitter for a while.
Yeah, that one we had to shorten to HIMYF, How I Met Your Friends pod.
Yeah.
I'm not so much on the Twitters right now since the literal devil took it over and changed the name.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, he's an idiot. So we'll probably stay over on maybe Instagram and
maybe
start a TikTok because that could be really fun.
That could be fun.
To post
Listen,
videos.
Don't expect a lot from us.
It's true.
Just know that we'll do some things sometimes.
It'll always be fun. Even if it's not all the time.
Hey, listen.
What's that saying? It's been a long time. It's been a fun time.
No.
But not. How does it go?
It goes. Shit. My dad used to say it all the time.
it's been real, it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun. Yeah, it's something like that. Anyway, yeah. But we'll make it work.
My brother lives here now, and he can do Himyam with us.
Oh, does he like that show?
Oh, my God.
Oh, good.
He'll kick our ass at trivia.
Oh, okay. We'll do that. And okay. Then at some point, just because I'm obsessed with it, you're going to have to watch some Schitt's Creek with me. At least one. I don't make you watch The Office.
I know you can't see this, listeners, but the eye roll that I just gave.
She's wrong.
Fucking serious. I've tried Schitt's Creek. It's not good.
How far did you get into it?
I don't know, like halfway through the first season.
You got to keep going.
The
first season is rough.
I can't.
The rest of it is so amazing.
All right, fine.
Even now, rewatching it, the first season, I still cringe at certain things. Oh, speaking of cringe, really quick, just because.
Because we have.
Yeah, Peacock put the SNL episode of Matthew Perry from 1987 up on its main screen. Let me tell you this, trigger warning. Some of those jokes and skits are very, like they will make you feel bad because the jokes are not good. Like, they are 1997 era jokes, and in 2023, they feel real bad.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, it is what it is. He does a really funny thing where he fully makes fun of Chris Kattan. They do a Friends Within the Friends episode where he plays Joey, and somebody else plays Chandler, and they play Chandler really gay. And he gets, like, he breaks character and is like, what are you doing? And then, anyway, I found out recently from somebody else that there was going to be an episode where they had Chandler going in to have lunch at, like, a gay bar. And somebody starts hitting on him and he acts really uncomfortable. And Matthew Perry said, I will not film this because it is, in like, it's homophobic.
Okay.
Which, again, if you go back and watch some of the first seasons, and I mean, even, there are some very homophobic things going on because, like,
it was the 90s.
It was the 90s.
I'm not saying that as an excuse. I'm saying that as a reason.
I can't believe some of the things that we said and laughed at and did. And I, you know, that.
I mean, I was 7.
Thank you. It's true. I will say it was nice to see, like, a really young Matthew Perry in that episode, but it did not, like, I almost want to write Peacock and be like, I know you're trying to celebrate him.
But, like, this doesn't land.
But you might actually need to take this down because it just makes him and SNL look really bad and really homophobic. Yeah, okay. It didn't. I'm just saying. I want to warn everybody. I watched it, and then I came back because I posted on Facebook. I'm like, I'm watching the SNL episode with Matthew Perry from 97. I would have been 16. And then I came back, and I was like, edited to add major trigger warnings.
Ouch.
It was rough.
All right, we're at 43 minutes.
We are. We love you. There are people actually watching on TikTok Live right now. Hi, everybody.
Hi, friends.
I'm going to actually save this and post it. We got some hearts.
Oh.
We're recording our podcast.
It's because they like us.
Yay, thanks. Hi. Okay, we're gonna say goodbye. Until next time, whenever that might be. Goodbye, everybody.
Didn't we used to have an ending?
I have no idea. We did friend of the day.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.